Good morning. I'm Mitchell Krause, and this is the CBS World News Roundup. The site is Bonn. The assignment before the six top negotiators find an acceptable formula for the reunification of Germany. We have two reports on the historic talks getting underway today. First, CBS News State Department correspondent Bill Plant.
Almost exactly 45 years after the end of the war in Europe, foreign ministers of the two Germanies and the four victorious Allied powers, the U.S., Britain, France, and the Soviet Union, sat down to work out the reunification of Germany and the end of confrontation between East and West in Europe. West German Foreign Minister Genscher told the group, "We know what feelings and memories are evoked in people as a result of what was done to them in the name of Germany." He reassured them that Germany has not forgotten the horrors of the Second World War and the Holocaust. This conference is technically limited to ending the special rights of the victorious powers in Berlin and to ratifying the Polish border. But there are larger questions which remain, such as membership for a united Germany in the NATO alliance and the size of a new German army. Those will be discussed but not decided here. Bill Plant, CBS News, Bonn.
This is Jesse Schulman. The hardest question the diplomats gathered here have to tackle is the military one. How to make one nation with one army out of members of two power blocks built around confrontation. The Soviet Union is alone here in saying a united Germany must not become a member of the U.S.-led NATO alliance. Western officials here say they think the Soviet leadership hasn't yet fully made up its mind. But the apparent stalemate is causing concern among observers here and doubts that the compromise formulas offered by the West so far will break the logjam. The Bush administration's cancellation of a controversial new nuclear missile designed to be stationed here was shrugged off by most commentators as long overdue and far from enough to cause a Soviet change of heart. The idea of changing the NATO military alliance into something more political and so acceptable to the Soviet leadership has been greeted with some skepticism. One newspaper today publishes a front-page cartoon showing a NATO soldier in uniform looking very uncomfortable while trying on civilian hats. Jesse Schulman for CBS News, Bonn.
Soviet troops moved to the Lithuanian capital last night, prompting President Landsbergis to accuse Moscow of a show of force. Soviet officials say the military in Vilnius was merely rehearsing for next week's parade marking the defeat of Nazi Germany. In Latvia, the Baltic Republic that voted yesterday for independence, economists say work has begun on a plan to restore the pre-Soviet Latvian currency, and bonds and lottery tickets will be issued immediately to pay for the new money. A spate of tornadoes and high winds tore through northern Virginia and western Ohio during the night. Two people at a trailer park in Augusta County, Virginia, were killed by flying debris, and a woman died in Middletown, Ohio, when a twister hit her mobile home. Police say the Craigsville, Virginia, firehouse was leveled, and the Augusta Springs Baptist Church was moved 15 feet from its foundation. In Texas, they're still trying to cope with flooding from a record rainstorm. A report from Jan Darwin of CBS radio affiliate KRLD in Dallas.
Several communities along the Trinity River just southeast of Dallas are underwater once again as floodwaters upstream rush down to meet the Gulf of Mexico. Lana Goodenough is a resident of the small town of Trinidad. She says low-lying areas near the river are completely flooded.
Water is everywhere.
The most serious flooding is along a line from Dallas County through Henderson County in north-central Texas. Officials say the swollen Trinity River will begin to recede somewhat as it flows toward the Gulf. Jan Darwin for CBS News, Dallas.
An American Marine was killed last night outside the U.S. Subic Bay Naval Base in the Philippines. Officials say Gunnery Sergeant John Fredette of Buena Park, California, was shot once in the back of the head as he walked down a street on the town of Alangapo, about 50 miles from Manila.
As a precautionary measure, all off-base leave and liberty has been canceled, and non-essential off-base travel has been restricted for all U.S. military personnel in the Republic of the Philippines.
Navy spokesman Lieutenant Commander Kevin Muckrey, who says the restriction affects some 40,000 military personnel and dependents. Local police say they're looking into the possibility that the Marine was shot by communist guerrillas. They threatened to kill an American before the start in just over a week of talks on the future of U.S. bases in the Philippines. After a 16-hour negotiating session in Managua, contra-rebel leaders early this morning signed an accord with a timetable for the rebels to begin giving up their arms. Bill Gasparini reports.
The new agreement calls for the Contras to surrender their weapons to United Nations troops starting next Tuesday. The disarmament process will take approximately 1 month as the rebels return to their homes after turning over their guns. Enrique Zelaya is a rebel doctor who is part of the Contra delegation to the peace talks. Zelaya says the Contras want the war to finally end.
We hope
to be organized shortly into the civilian life.
Earlier agreements had fallen apart primarily due to rebel mistrust of the Sandinistas. But in the new talks, Mrs. Chamorro was able to meet major concerns of the Contras, including a plan to reduce the size of the Sandinista military. The president has also ordered all Sandinista troops to withdraw from areas around the security zones. And she says the rebels' safety will be guaranteed as they return home. Bill Gasparini for CBS News, Managua.
An Iran-Contra defendant has been found innocent of lying about an alleged meeting involving 1980 Reagan-Bush campaign officials. Richard Brennecke, a self-avowed CIA contract agent, has been on trial in Portland, Oregon.
The system works, and I feel great. We told the truth. We told the truth all along. And by God, it was believed.
Brennecke was accused of false declarations before a judge in Denver in which he said he and Denver gold dealer Heinrich Rupp had arranged a secret meeting in Paris, a meeting designed to delay the release of U.S. hostages in Iran until after the 1980 election. Faced with bankruptcy, Greyhound Bus Lines and its striking drivers union are now making a new try to settle their two-month dispute. The proceedings in Washington are being watched closely by pickets in Dallas and other Greyhound cities. Frank Welch of CBS radio affiliate KRLD reports.
Since the Greyhound driver strike began March 2nd, talks were held in Arizona, then broke off later that month. Now it's back to the bargaining table again. This driver picketing Greyhound's home terminal in Dallas says unless the company ups its offer this time, he would just as soon stay out of the driver's seat.
No, it's not worth it to earn what he's trying to pay us. It's worse than what we had before we let our agreement expire.
The strike has been punctuated by numerous shootings involving Greyhound buses and property. Greyhound says the cooling of tempers recently is justification for resumption of negotiations. Frank Welch for CBS News, Dallas.
The Army has filed murder charges against two more soldiers who participated in the invasion of Panama last December. A report in the Washington Post says the soldiers were accused of shooting a Panamanian woman in a brothel. The Army last month filed charges against a soldier accused of killing a Panamanian man after a grenade attack on a U.S. checkpoint. It's 10 minutes past the hour on the World News Roundup.